back again with John MacArthur in the Grace to You audio blog. If you haven't heard, there's a discussion underway at gty.org. When John is done, get the info on how to get involved.
Amazingly, when the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gives parenting instruction, it's just one sentence, one brief verse. Ephesians 6:4, "And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." In spite of the simplicity of the instruction, parents today appear to me to be somewhat frightened about the whole prospect. They are challenged by the times in which we live, the issues at hand, and some of them look at parenting as a frightening responsibility. And it is, to some degree, a serious and challenging task, but not for the reasons that most people might suggest. Some people would say parenting is challenging because it calls for such focus on children's activities. In other words, there are so many things that they're supposed to be involved in that you wind up spending time and energy and running that endless taxi service to meet all their needs, and the more of them you have, the more complicated it gets. And I suppose there are those superficial things which make parenting to some degree challenging. The real reason that child raising is so difficult, the real challenge before us, and we as Christians know this, can be boiled down to two components. And I think we need to understand these if we are going to love our children in such a way that they aren't angry with us, but rather return that love, if we are to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If we're to do that, that we must understand that the difficulty really comes on two levels, or in two areas. And we can reduce them to an external component and an internal component. The external simply means the pressure of the society and the culture that is around us. The internal, the pressure of the nature of the child that is within him or her. Parenting is not difficult because it's expensive. It's not difficult because it's time-consuming. It's not difficult because it's distracting from your personal agenda. It's not difficult because it gets so complex to meet all the demands. It is really difficult because there are such heavy pressures from the society around us and heavier pressures from the nature of children within them. And until we understand that, we're not going to understand what parenting is really all about. Now, there are some issues the Bible doesn't talk about. It doesn't talk about common sense things, practical things, personal preferences as to how you raise your children and what are the techniques of childbirth and the techniques of child rearing and all of that. The Scripture doesn't really say much about that, except your responsibility is to teach them the Word of God, hold them to the standard, and if they do not obey the Word of God and your authority as you apply it in their lives, you discipline them physically. But you need to understand the two great challenges. First of all, let's talk about the external. And by that, I mean the culture around us. Life is frankly no longer simple. It is no longer centered in the home. It is no longer centered in the family as a close-knit and only marginally influenced unit that is influenced from the outside world. That's not true anymore. There was a time when that was true. There was a time when you grew up on a farm, and you basically lived your whole life there. You ate breakfast with the family. You probably went to a little school down the road and went to school with all your neighbors and were taught by a teacher or two from the local area. You went back home, worked in the farm, sat around the house at night, and basically were instructed in life by that family relationship. And that home would be only marginally influenced from the outside world. And that basically has been true for a long, long time. Even families living in more urban areas still had a predominant influence in the home and with the family. Parents, churches, schools had community standards which were established for childhood education even, childhood training, and basically followed paths of measured increments of learning and measured increments of exposure to reality that suited a child's age and capacity to deal with issues. In other words, there were secrets the children didn't know. And it was very important in raising children to unfold those secrets at reasonable times so that they were not blasted with things for which they were neither intellectually or emotionally able to make a proper response. In other words, we could say the children had controlled exposure, and the family and the church and the school and thus the local community was in charge of that. In the past, we were convinced that children needed to be protected. They needed to be processed in a series of sequential developmental opportunities, and we called those grades in school. Remember those? And what you learned in those grades was all categories that were refined and defined according to your capabilities as you grew. Information was phased out to you, carefully prepared and dosed in prescribed degrees and amounts as the child was being shaped into an independent thinking individual. That's how a child really was a child, because a child only knew certain things. And there were secrets about life that a child didn't know yet, until one great invention, electronics. Before that, parents and teachers could decide what children heard, what they saw, and when in their development they heard it and saw it. But then came electronics. And with electronics came the media, first time in human history. And because of electronics, printing presses were built, and books and magazines, and then radio, and then recordings, and then tapes, and then CDs, and then videotapes, cameras, billboards, movies, and particularly television, all forms of modern media directly produced by electronics. Now, we can't even conceive of life without electronics. What does that produce? It produces an uncontrollably overexposed population of children. Overexposed to everything without regard for any plan or any sequence. All of a sudden in your home, your children are no longer only able to know what you tell them and their teacher tells them. They can turn on the television and be blitzed with any information about anything at any time at any level. Computers now and internet personalize the world's best and the world's worst for anybody who can access it. So they are overexposed to things their minds and emotions cannot handle. They are consequently hurried into massive temptations which they are unable to deal with. And under the onslaught of this corrupt world with its wrong ideas, its wrong desires, its wrong words, its wrong deeds, and its wrong attitudes, children can become severe problems to parents and society. They are exposed consistently to what they are not able to handle emotionally, what they are not able to handle morally, what they are not able to handle socially or spiritually. And what happens is they do not have the self-control and the self-restraint to deal with the issues that arise because of this information. There is a gradual decline in shame and a gradual loss of all self-restraint. So we have an immense problem here. We have an overexposed generation of children who have to be treated like adults because they have all the adult information. Instead of parents trying to bring them under control, parents have been taught, don't ever spank your child. Don't ever discipline your child. And if something's wrong with your child, you've got to understand what the problem is. And the problem is not sin. The problem is a lack of self-esteem. So what you've got to do is build them up.
Thanks for listening. Now go to gty.org/audioblog and get involved in the conversation. That's gty.org/audioblog.